This is Torch columnist James Caldwell, joined by fellow Torch columnist Sean Radican for a review of the WWE Royal Rumble from January 25th in Detroit. Sean, we both gave the show a thumbs up. There were some elements that were good, some elements that were kind of down. A lot of it's just kind of wait to see until Monday night, see how they follow up. What was your overall impression of the show, and what stood out to you the most from the pay-per-view?
I thought it was, you know, really good from top to bottom, especially the Rumble match and the Edge and Hardy match. And I thought everything was pretty good for the most part. It was a fun show. I thought it was a lot of fun to watch in the bar with a bunch of enthusiastic fans. And I thought the Rumble match delivered, and as good as some of the previous years, but it was still really good. A lot of athleticism this year on display, which was a nice change. So I definitely dug the show a lot.
I like how you paused before you said the word enthusiastic. I thought you were going to say inebriated or slightly filled with sausage or hot wings or something like that. So it was a good politically correct, enthusiastic adjective to describe the bar scene. So, opening match was Jack Swagger against Matt Hardy for the ECW title. Swagger wins about 11 minutes, and then they focus a lot on Hardy and where he goes from here afterward, which was foreshadowing for later on in the show in the Jeff Hardy Edge match. Sean, what were your thoughts on the opening match, and your thoughts on Jack Swagger's first pay-per-view title defense?
I thought it was a good opener. I see a lot of potential in Swagger. I also like how it set up the Hardy turn later in the night. It was a good table setter, and Swagger seems to have a ton of potential, so it's kind of exciting to see him on pay-per-view.
Yeah, I would have liked to see him in the Rumble match. I mean, they didn't have anybody who was wrestled on the undercard in the Rumble match itself. But I would like to see Swagger in there, you know, kind of rubbing elbows with The Undertaker, Kane, Big Show, some of the other bigger dudes, and really elevate Swagger in two ways on this show. So I was disappointed he wasn't in the Rumble, but he definitely had a good opening match here. I think by this time next year, he'll be one of those title match main events, so, or winning the Rumble, or in the final four of the Rumble, or something like that. So sky's the limit for him. What are your thoughts on... Would you like to see him Swagger in the Rumble, or was he fine just in this opening match?
I mean, it was, fine just in the opening match, because seems like they keep people that are in the undercar out of the Rumble on most occasions, so it wasn't anything I was expecting. I mean, it's just, he's just starting, so, maybe a little tease would have been nice to see him in the ring with some of the top guys, but it can wait. I mean, he's got the ECW title, he can do his thing for a little bit and then continue to grow from there.
Yeah, definitely. Match two was women's title. Beth Phoenix defending against Melina. Melina wins the belt in about 6 minutes with a roll-up. I guess kind of one of the spots of the night was Beth forcing Melina to kick herself in the head, like bending her leg backwards. That was a pretty amazing spot. What are your thoughts on this match and the decision to put the belt on Melina?
Well, you know, on the Radican Audio Showcase, we review Shimmer DVDs, and those women pulled that spot right out of Shimmer, which is a spot that Mischief uses a lot on herself. And so it's good to see the WWE women actually trying to pull off something interesting in the ring on a pay-per-view, which is a rare occurrence on these days. As for the title change, I don't think it means much or anything, but it's kind of funny to see the women incorporating these spots, because I know, I assume Melina didn't get that code red from The Amazing Red. I'm assuming she pulled it from Mischief as well. So they're definitely passing around Dave Prazak's DVDs and trying to actually learn to entertain the fans instead of just be eye candy.
Yeah, I mean, wasn't Beth up in, I think, weren't both of them in Shimmer, or was it just Beth that was in Shimmer at one point?
Beth was briefly.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, so I'm sure she's picked up a lot of that, and I'm sure she's from interviews I've covered, I mean, she studies wrestling, so it was nice to see them incorporate something different than your standard TV women's match, so I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah. I wish I could do that to Derek Bergen.
Over the air or in person?
In person, take his foot and stomp it on his head.
I'll tell him you said that. Backstage, Shawn Michaels, JBL, and JBL basically changes it up on Shawn, telling him that, you know, if you make sure I win the belt, you don't have to be employed anymore. You get all your money. You get a spot in the Rumble, all that sort of thing. And then Undertaker shows up. Undertaker, Shawn Michaels stare down, a repeat of the Royal Rumble, was it 2 years ago? I think it was two or three years ago. San Antonio two years ago when it was came down to Michaels and Undertaker in the Rumble with Undertaker winning. So, any event, he said sometimes it's hell getting to heaven, and then he stared at Michaels and walked off. So, do you think this is just a nice little you know, in between matches deal, or do you think it's setting up something for WrestleMania 25?
I think they just want to tease something between Shawn Michaels and Undertaker, which they seem to do every year at this time.
Yep.
So I don't know. That would be a nice match at WrestleMania at some point down the road.